When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi gang, welcome back to another epic podcast of American arts and American farts and culture poo poo. And this is the Patreon episode. We're recording live from the Gary Delabate Baba Booey room. And we have so much fucking candy here because we need candy, we need coffee to stay up. I don't know if you can actually hear me because of the music, because I can't hear what the music is doing. So I'm going to turn that off now. What's up, dudes?
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Are you saying what's up to me or what's up to the dudes?
I don't know.
Clay, you're the candy king.
So, wait, can you explain what are we doing today?
So today is, we're taking a month minimum.
Month
off of doing the podcast while we recalibrate and rethink how to do it. Every now and again, we like to change the format of this podcast. Initially, we were doing strict criticism.
Yeah. Strict art film criticism. Yeah.
Criticism.
A broad criticism, how he lives his life and how he needs to shape up.
Yeah. Yep. Then we shifted more into Silly Billy territory, which we don't love. We want to get back to strict criticism and get away from this Silly Billy territory.
Yeah.
So we need to rethink that. And in the meantime, we're all going on different trips. Clay, you're going to Sarasota Swimming Pool.
Sarasota farm. Swimming Pool for...
The farm?
Yeah, it's where Clay and about 100 of his best friends from college years.
Yeah.
You guys all bring three friends.
Yes.
Boys.
Three of the boys.
So 100 people bring three people each?
Yeah, and then you go swimming together at the swimming farm.
You swap spit. That's a sign of brotherhood.
Yeah. So Clay's doing that for the next month.
You don't know how many friends I got.
I don't. I can't wait to see the pics and the videos.
I got 5 dozen. You do the math.
Wow, that's a lot.
All right. Clay's already... sort of getting a little...
Woo!
He always gets pretty cocky during this time of the year because he's reminded that he has 5 dozen friends.
It's the candy, dude.
That's like, honestly, that's way more than
eat a piece of candy.
And the candy is really already getting to him. He's got eat the candy, sip the coffee. So, and then Rod is... Rod, you're going... Rod, where are you going again? You're going to the mall.
Yeah, I'm going to the mall.
Yeah, he's going to the mall.
Yeah.
To get help.
Yeah. Rod has to go to... the mall
quote.
For a while so someone can help him curve his little problem.
Do you guys remember last year when I went to the mall for a little bit?
You went for about 3 months and you came back and nothing changed.
Yeah. You said, I'm a new man. Then you ran out into an alleyway because you sniffed something and ran away. You went,
I sniff poo-poo.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, once a year I have to go to the mall and it's not either, it's fun for me. I have a good time.
All right, gang, update. 3 minutes down.
Meanwhile, nobody's asked me a single question.
Hey, what's your trip?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not going on a trip. I'm going to be writing.
Yeah.
That's a trip.
No, I'm just going to stay in and do some writing.
I think in a certain way that's also a trip, though.
Life is a trip.
You're going on a trip into your mind.
Yeah.
I guess we should review the candy later, but...
Well, I'm writing a movie.
Yeah.
A film?
Yeah.
Feature?
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about a guy in his late 20s, early 30s who wants to... He's like trying to figure out how to do stand-up.
What? Okay.
What's funny?
I love... Stand-up's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he was laughing because he was thinking of his favorite stand-up comedian.
I'm thinking of stand-up.
Well, exactly. So yeah, in the vein of those guys, basically this guy is... He's in his late 20s, early 30s, and he's trying to figure out how to do stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard because a lot of... people are getting in his way, and also it's like he just wants to be accepted.
I'm writing a movie too.
What is it about?
It's about stand-up comedy.
What happened to that?
Just a guy trying to figure life out through comedy. Stand-up.
Wow.
Jacks off on a trumpet.
What's that have to do with the story?
He's a stand-up comedian that jacks off on a trumpet. Goes on Mark Maron's podcast, talks about it.
Mm. Mm. A lot of how many scripts
I guess
right now?
CK.
Let's predict.
Remember you jacked off on a trumpet?
No, I thought that.
What is that?
Clay, I think you're mixing up some stories.
No, I'm not, dude. Louis C.K. jerked off on a fucking trumpet.
What does that mean?
I thought that he bought a trumpet and then he went home and jacked off and then he realized he didn't want the trumpet anymore.
I think semen fell on the trumpet.
Am I wrong? What's semen?
Talking about the video game?
Yeah.
I'm a gamer. Semen, the game.
My skin is like boiling because I'm out sugar is trying to come out of my skin.
So that's basically what we're going to be doing. And in the meantime, we're going to be figuring out how to make the podcast funny again. Really
good.
But
not today.
Funny.
Today's not the time.
No, today we're just doing the podcast. We're doing the Patreon for 4 straight hours so we can have something to release every week for the next, month or so.
Yeah.
And, so what you're going to be listening to is this is the first part. And then I imagine each hour is just going to get better and better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
more interesting as we find more things to talk about because we're already doing really good with what we're.
Yeah, I imagine that once the train really gets rolling, you just can't stop it.
Yeah,
I try to watch the train to Busan. What is it? I already have it wrong. I don't know. Never mind.
What the tradable? What?
I don't know. The train, the zombie movie. I tried to watch it the other day. When you made me turn it off.
Train the zombie movie.
Train to.
Midnight.
No.
Orient Express.
It's a Korean zombie flick.
Oh,
did it bite you?
Yeah, it didn't bite me.
It's like pretty new, right?
Yeah, pretty new.
From the 90s?
Dude, there's so much candy.
Yeah.
Someone said Train to Busan.
Yeah.
Train to Busan.
Okay. I don't know why the chat's not coming up, gang. Sorry about this.
The chat really never comes up for me.
Sorry about this, gang.
I'm just looking at the chat right here.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's brown coffee.
Somebody said we're the kings of filling dead air.
Is
that good?
No. That's really good stuff. Y'all, wait. Tell me about something while I'm trying to get Chad back up.
Okay.
You get to go back to Streamlabs.
Yeah, go back to Streamlabs.
How many movies right now do you think are being written about COVID or about someone being canceled?
Every movie is going to be about COVID for the next year or two.
I think I read somewhere that maybe 3 or 4 different shows have been sold that are COVID. Like,
I love it.
I don't know if there's been any canceled shows.
There's gotta be.
So the guy who gets canceled, what he does after he gets canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. Cool. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's gonna be like, there's too many.
Where's my widget?
He like goes and he becomes like a garbage man or something.
What do you call me?
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but...
What do you do after you get canceled? I guess also most people who get canceled...
You don't really get canceled.
You don't really
are rich.
Yeah,
usually they're rich. It's often when people aren't rich and they get canceled, canceled because no one wants to take them down.
Yeah.
Any updates on this, the Leah thing?
No.
No?
No, dude, here's my news. I went and fixed my whole YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I
made it to where all my recommended videos are only things that I'm subscribed to.
You delete cookies?
Why would I ever delete a cookie, Clay?
I don't know, dude.
I love cookies.
Cookies are good as hell.
Right. I had like 6 cookies the other night.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I haven't really been eating very many cookies, but I actually would like to.
Yeah. No, so I went and deleted all of my history, everything, to redo my entire YouTube.
Your crap.
You're trying to get rid of Rogan?
The problem with Rogan is every one of his videos is more interesting than, not necessarily in a good way, but more interesting than any well-made YouTube video. Him talking to fucking, I don't know who it is, but whoever it would be.
Wait, who you talking
some
about?
Navy SEAL about how cops are, quitting their jobs. It's going to be more interesting than the best skate video. Mm. But... The things that it recommends after that are just... Your YouTube just gets so fucked up if you watch one of them. So I did that, but guess what? I'm still getting Joe Rogan, and it's because Joe Rogan has put out so many videos that he has videos about skating, he has videos about rock, he has rock and roll, he has videos about whatever.
And so, wait, he has rock and roll videos?
Yeah, so no matter what you watch, Joe Rogan's going to show up.
Yeah, I mean,
somewhere.
Luckily for me, he does not have any videos of him playing Mario Maker or doing like a Pokemon Generation 1 challenge playthrough. So I barely see any Joe Rogan.
Well, good for you, man, because I see a lot.
He also doesn't really do any, like, task speed runs.
Oh, man, I made a terrible mistake.
Huh.
What's up,
I got obsessed with Mike Tyson the other day, and now my YouTube's all Joe Rogan again. And I didn't even watch a Joe Rogan video.
What?
Because Mike Tyson, Joe Rogan talks about Mike Tyson.
What does Mike Tyson do?
He's a boxer. Really good, too.
Like what I wear under my pants?
Yeah.
No, he bonks you on the head professionally.
Well, what? He wears... That's what the shorts are. That's the kind of shorts they wear.
What?
What?
Boxer shorts.
That's right. Ryan, get your head out of the gutter.
I'm just being right. That's not in the gutter.
What's your favorite piece of candy?
You had to pick from the pile.
So far, I'm liking these Sour Junkers.
What do you call me?
I had three of these.
You like those?
One of those.
All right, gang, here's what we have right now. We have a little candy thing.
These are
right
Sour here. Junkers?
Yeah, the Sour Junkers, also known as Mike and Ike.
These are gummies? Gummy bear.
Gummy bears.
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free. So they have, it kind of tastes like Splenda a little bit.
These are Sour Worms.
Sour Worms, yes.
And these are Sour Patch Mixture Watermelon and Classic.
Yeah.
Now, what are your favorites, Clay?
I'm a watermelon man. That's what I go to most. But you know what? These Mike and Ikes.
The Mike and Ikes are cool because there's so many flavors.
Oh. They all taste exactly the same to me. All this stuff does.
Oh! That is the same as everything else?
No. I mean, like, even though there's different flavors of Mike and Ike, all of them, green, yellow, pink, they all taste the same.
Okay.
Hey, gang.
I think that's wrong.
I'm going to give you guys a heads up. I might be canceled.
Why?
Well, let me try to get ahead of this. Remember COVID-19?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how people say it came from the lab?
Excuse me?
The lab?
Yeah, some people are saying it comes from a lab.
Mm-mm.
And that's what people say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have my lab. I'm just messing around with COVID-20.
Mm-hmm.
Just goofing off.
Excuse me?
Making a new strain of COVID.
Oh, my God.
It's a novel device.
It's funnier. It's funny, though.
That sounds bad.
No, he's making a funny strain.
Yeah. So it's like COVID-19, but just a little more.
Yeah, it makes you kind of be, like, a little sicker, but in a funny way.
Well.
Because you fart, too.
It makes you fart?
It makes you fart.
Yeah.
It's all the other stuff, plus also you fart more.
So I was making that, minding my own business. And left the house. And damn it if I didn't leave some COVID-20 in my pocket.
Oh,
you
man.
You brought it here?
Yes. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Clay.
That's messed up.
All right. Well, here's what... Here. Best friend Val.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to cancel you.
Val Kilmer?
What?
Did you Val. Do, you did a best friend Val.
Oh, my God.
Val, not Val Kilmer.
Oh, sorry.
Best friend Val. I'm not going to cancel you. Uh-huh. And here's why.
Okay.
Because I kind of want to fart. It is funny. Yeah. And these days, I haven't really felt very funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What with the state of the politics? I don't know if you guys are following, but Dr. Mike Fauci has recently stated that COVID-19 is a pandemic worthy of sizable causes, leading to, and not before, the shutdowns of plane systems, restaurants closing, and mask proper usage. Now,
I would like to say this. I normally don't agree with Daniel Trump.
Yeah.
But him shutting down the entire nation was a good thing.
Yeah. Now, with Daniel Trump president, he is coming for the second term of his presidency. Meanwhile, we have the Senate as Democrats, and we have Joe Biden.
Yes.
Joe Biden is fighting his way to the top, and his approval rating is skyrocketing as Donald Trump's approval rating goes down because of Florida seizing and the senators in Florida all denying their allegations. But what we must do is remain vigilant.
Update, gang.
Because city council
We're
is...
We're about 14 minutes in.
Yeah. Because city council is actually trying their best to limit the sizable equities. But all we know for now is that we can keep going, keep making those calls, and keep doing it because we are making a change.
Wow.
Right, Clay?
Yeah.
Is that all true?
Mm-hmm.
The part about making the change?
Yeah, so that's why I'm not super mad about COVID Twitty, because I need a little bit of laughter in my life. And I'm telling you, if I was ripping rear right now, if I was sounding off my asshole ripping some rear,
yeah,
I'd be laughing.
What if it gave you a minute-long fart, and but ooh, then you die?
Well, no.
No?
Am I laughing my way to the grave?
Probably.
All right, wait. How about this? COVID's going to last 2 years. Someone's going to come up to you and be, hey, this is going to be 2 year long, starting now, two years. If you don't fart for the next month, we'll end it right now. But if you let a fart out, we're going to double that. It's going to be 4 years.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But if you're asleep and you're not fully conscious and you let a little scooter out, that's
I'm
okay.
I'm scooting all over the place, man. I'm not doing that game.
Yeah, that's a...
But
that's
you
a,
can end it right now.
That's a dangerous
game. What if
game?
I'm pissing in a fart? I piss every morning. I piss, I fart.
You piss and fart at the same time?
Oh, every morning I do. You don't
Clay,
do that?
You don't?
Uh-uh.
That's wild.
Clay farts,
I fart
he makes
all
a mess.
The damn time.
So he's got to be sitting down to fart.
Yeah, if I fart and I have a stream coming out, my bathroom's about to be painted.
Yellow and brown.
That's
I hurt my back every time I fart.
Well, also every time Clay farts, he like gets a little air, yeah. So he can't be doing that while he
You'll
pees.
Notice when Clay farts, if he ever farts on stream, he'll just do a little hop.
I'll do a little hop, but I go whoa.
Yeah, it's like I try not to fart until I'm skating, and right before I ollie, I fart, and it gives me just a little couple more inches.
Gets you up a little bit.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Farting for a couple of inches, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. All right.
That's assuming if you fart, your wiener grows.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Update gang, we're about 16 minutes in, and I think we already ran out of stuff to talk about.
So whose fault is that? Gang. That's definitely Rod's fault. Not Rod's fault. Oh, wait, you guys got to try to notice if any the one main difference for today.
What's that?
There's one big difference.
Yeah, we haven't really done it yet, but it's going to be really different today.
I don't know. Do people want to ask us questions?
We'll save that for... Dude, we need that. We need that for the hour three. I don't know when we need that right now. All right, let me just get down everything that we've... Okay, let's get down every movie that we've watched.
I watched fucking RoboCop, bitch.
Okay.
Sorry, dude. Did that piss you off?
I'd honestly... I would buy that for a dollar.
RoboCop is great, and it's really weirdly... me and Mitra had an interesting talk about it yesterday because it's definitely anti-corporation, but it's still pro-cop.
Mm-hmm.
But it is saying that cops are controlled by corporations.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think it's also... And the cops are threatening to strike the entire time.
Wait, what is this? The RoboCop?
Yeah. But the cops all try to kill RoboCop. So cops are bad. You don't want the cops to win.
Yeah.
You want RoboCop to win.
You always want RoboCop to win.
Isn't it is it anti-cop? What is it anti?
And he's actually...
What we're trying to figure out. Is RoboCop anti-cop?
Mitra says no, it's pro-cop. I think anti-cop. But Mitra agrees that it's definitely anti-corporation. So
yeah.
OCP owns the Detroit Police. I'm telling you, Clay!
You're talking about RoboCops.
Orange County Police.
No. Oh,
what? How am I wrong? Explain one way that I'm wrong.
Aki Copy Boys. I don't know what it stands for. Aki Copy Bro.
Oh, wait. Official cop police.
Yeah. So they own the cops. So that's why they're trying to build these robots. And it's like a weird competition. So these people are building. One guy builds a robot. He doesn't even care that it doesn't work because he's just trying to get a military license to sell to the military.
Wait, 1 second.
Does he... And that's the big one that kills everyone in that office?
Yeah.
I love that one.
He doesn't even care that it doesn't work. Ed 209. The other guy goes, well, I got a thing where you just mix a robot with a cop and it creates a perfect soldier we control. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, the police department's getting murdered and killed. They all want to quit their job because they're all dying.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So, RoboCop is... created. It's very sad, but he's built.
Mm-hmm.
He goes off and saves the day. At first, it works for first day.
Yeah.
Then immediately, he remembers that he's Alec Murphy, and he remembers he has a family.
And he has to go he has to go to his old house.
Goes to his old house. It's just a sad scene.
Is this the new RoboCop that we saw in that dinner theater?
No, that was one of the... That was sad. Remember how sad that was?
Yeah.
The movie's
sad. They were like, let's just... You know that one scene where he goes to his old house in the 80s movies? Let's make that whole movie. Yeah. The one scene that like is so heartbreaking.
He just keeps looking around his house for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and has weird digital memories of his wife and his son. Yeah, so whatever. Anyway.
My hands are sweating because of the candy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
RoboCop goes, I don't like, this is, I'm being controlled, and this guy is, this corporation's evil. And so he goes to confront the dude who...
He's saying the cops are evil?
No, the corporation that, he doesn't know the cops are evil yet. Corporation, he goes to the guy in his office, and he goes, you're under arrest. And the guy goes, guess what, I control you, and makes him like freeze up.
Yeah.
And then makes Ed 209 beat him up. And he runs away as best he can, falls down the stairs, and then once he gets out...
Ew, embarrassing.
Yeah. Turns out the cops are controlled by that corporation. Not, like, mind-controlled. They're just...
Controlled financially. Like how McDonald's owns the police.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to protect...
Victoria's Secret owns the police. Yeah, Victoria's Secret, Starbucks, and McDonald's all own the cops.
And Chipotle.
So...
Oh, my God.
RoboCop now is having to run away from the cops. Luckily, Lewis, his partner, or his old partner when he was a human, helps him. And they run away and they hide out in the mill. And then they fight the bad guys.
Mill?
Not La Mill, not the coffee shop.
Is that when, that's when they fight Red Foreman?
Yeah, and then they fight Red Foreman. There is no resolution, really, with the cops, except for at the end, this is where Mitra is right. He goes to OCP. And he approaches the guy who owns it, who did have a good
official
heart.
Official cop police?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, this man is under arrest because he, whatever, the original guy who, like, controlled him in a way.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, well, thank you. And then RoboCop has to kill that guy because the guy then tries to take the president hostage.
What? You never do that.
The president of OCP.
Yeah, not the not Donald Trump.
Official. And he throws him out a window and then...
Cops, police.
The president goes, that was really good work, officer. What's your name? And RoboCop turns around and says, Murphy.
Iconic scene.
It is iconic. Clay, don't make fun of this movie.
Don't make fun of RoboCop.
This is like if I was to make fun of Manhattan. How mad.
You don't
imagine, especially right now when you're all jacked up on candy.
You do not do that.
If I went to you and I said, I think Manhattan is stupid. Why is it black and white? You know how mad you would get?
I can just imagine.
No, but actually, but imagine a good this point about Manhattan.
Imagine.
Movies can be in color. Why is it black and white?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't get me started.
Answer the question.
There's no critique on Woody Allen.
Ooh, yellow tastes
imagine
good.
Imagine him turning around.
Lemon.
Imagine this. One rewrite. They go, who are you? And he turns around and he goes, I am RoboCop. Doesn't that make a better movie?
Yeah, you're right.
You're like, forget that, like, it's this thing he's trying to find his humanity. He just says, I am RoboCop.
I am RoboCop. So, but, based on what I just told you.
Yeah.
The movie, we were talking about if someone was to remake the movie now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
Because it would be an anti-cop movie if they didn't have that last scene. Because there would be no resolution with the cops. It would just make you go, oh, RoboCop is now off on his own.
Yeah, he's just going to do his own thing.
Yeah, and Lewis is probably going to quit. Mm-hmm. They're going to work together as private investigators or something.
Clay, what are you doing?
Want me to review the movie now?
Yeah, please.
Wait, what do you give it?
10 out of 10.
Right, what do you give
RoboCop, easy 10 out of 10.
Well, why?
Because it's a perfect movie.
Okay.
I give it a 10 out of 10 because it's a great movie.
Okay, good. Hi, everyone. This is my review of Robotic Cop, also known as RoboCop. In the movie, this absolute fool turns into a robot, falls down the stairs in front of all his friends, and just totally is a buffoon. His friend Louis C.K. comes up and hides him away, and then President Trump comes and says, "Who are you?" And he turns around and he says, "I'm RoboCop."
Yeah.
Still got it.
And would you give it?
10 out of 10, Rod.
You didn't say, though.
Oh, you think this is a damn debate?
Yeah, so it's really good, but really, what do you think?
Oh!
Clay, when was the last time you saw this movie?
I don't know, man. Candy Stewart Sour. I saw it like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Where?
At my house.
What made you decide to watch it? It's not a movie that you would want to watch.
I don't know, I think I'm lying.
You think you're lying?
Yeah, I think I'm lying. I don't think I've seen the movie in a long time.
Clay famously doesn't like fun movies.
Yeah. But if the movie's in a theater that serves dinner, I'll probably go see it.
I'd love to see RoboCop in the theater. Yeah. Any Paul Verhoeven kind of big action movie from that time period.
I saw L. You remember L?
Yeah.
I didn't see L.
We all saw that recent RoboCop. It was the first time I ever had dinner in a movie theater. Yeah. I got buffalo wings and
yeah.
I remember thinking, I don't like this.
I loved it.
I don't like dinner in a movie theater. And I never have enjoyed it, but I always go to them.
Yeah.
Or I would when movie theaters existed.
Yeah. This is a thing that we've talked about, I think, a lot on the podcast, is how much those places do suck. Yeah.
They are bad, bad, bad. The food is always bad. It's not worth it.
Remember the guy you were sitting next to was a freaking, he was like an Orange County guy. Kept on commenting on every single thing happening in that movie.
No.
Yeah.
The RoboCop movie?
Was he our friend?
No, it wasn't our friend. Just some guy that kept on saying damn when everything, something blew up or something.
Yeah, whoa. That's weird that's like almost the same as the experience we had when we saw,
Irishman?
Yeah, Irishman.
My Life as a Dog.
Yeah, the guy kept going.
Did you fart?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Oh, sorry. I've been eating candy. It's candy fart.
That's a rough.
You moved my candle.
Mom, sorry, dude. I'm just like, I didn't know that you were capable of that. I
mean, of scorching some?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
dude.
Here, I'll burn some candy.
Other than this candy, what have you been eating?
I ate buffalo wings right before y'all came over.
In the middle of the day? What are you doing eating buffalo wings in the middle of the day?
You have leftovers or what?
No, I have to. I gotta cook them before they go bad.
Oh.
And they're
they wouldn't have been good tonight.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe I was staying with Mitra. Thought maybe I was staying with Mitra tonight, but then I remembered. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm still pissed off at her.
Yeah.
Because she said RoboCop is pro cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would a movie called RoboCop be pro cop?
Pro cop, exactly.
Yeah. So you're saying that RoboCop is copaganda.
All right, cool. Gang, we're...
Total copaganda. Are you kidding me?
You know what? Actually, we're already 32 minutes in. I've been having the time of my life. Wait, no, never mind. We've been recording for 27 minutes. Damn it.
Why am I the only one who ever seems to watch a movie or talk about anything?
Because I don't like watching movies anymore.
You don't watch movies at all?
No. I start like 20,000 movies every day, and I just won't finish them.
What do you do? So you turn on a movie.
Yes. And then I go.
You go through your Criterion collection.
Yes. So the other day I turned on Loves of a Blonde, I think. Some Czech film.
That's some porno I watched the other day. I think
that does sound like a porno to me.
Is it Girl on Girl?
Yeah, probably. Of course.
Damn, we were watching
it's
the
either
same
that thing. Or a solo scene.
The movie I was watching was an early, like maybe the first Milos Forman movie, or was it a Pornhub Girl on Girl? I can't remember. It was Milov.
Milov's porn
man.
Porn man.
Milov's porn man.
Milov's porn
and
man.
And I watched it twice all the way through, and it was about 4 hours long. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that.
What was the movie about?
It was a movie about, I didn't make it that long.
You said you watched it twice.
Oh, the actual, the porn?
It's about a girl in her room. And she keeps going, thank you, guys. Thank you. And then she, like, does new stuff to herself.
Yeah.
New stuff?
That brings her pleasure.
I think I'm horny. And I go, I'll stick around for this.
She goes, thank you, guys. And then, like, a little thing goes, cling, cling. And she goes, oh, my God, thank you. And then she, like, touches her boobs.
Yeah. I remember my favorite part of that movie is where I said to myself, where did all my money go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that.
I watched Walk Hard.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. I feel like I watched a lot of stuff because I couldn't really do anything. Walk Hard is really good.
Yeah.
That movie is... I forgot that it was really good.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters and I never watched it again.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Of course I did, my man.
I feel like I fell asleep when I watched it in the theater.
You said you didn't like comedy at the time.
Maybe you saw it too late.
Hmm.
You thought everything was supposed to be Bosch.
What's Bosch?
I don't know, man. Something. It's a new show that wasn't around when that.
Oh, Bosch. Yeah, yeah. I wanted Bosch. No, and I watched Social Network.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's great.
Does it hold up?
It does. It's very outdated in some ways that are really charming.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole plot line in it where Rooney Mara is, like, sort of talked about on the internet in a bad way by
the
Mark
boys.
Zuckerberg.
It's probably a Saturday.
Like, the internet.
Saturdays for the boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, that the is internet true. Is not written. It's forever. It's in ink.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, like, it's sort of cheesy, but now if you think about it.
Like a burger?
In 2006 or whenever that happened, that's like, people weren't getting fucking destroyed on the internet every single day, every minute.
No.
What was the thing you compared two women together?
His thing was called like Face Smash or something.
Yeah.
Where you decide which woman is hotter, basically. Yeah.
And then the hottest woman gets a trip or something.
Do you get a trip?
You get to be president.
What?
No wonder
Donald Trump won.
Yeah, exactly. So hot.
So
friggin' hot. Yes.
But Mark Zuckerberg's like, I don't even know anything you're talking about because my name is Mark Zuckerberg the whole time.
He does say that a lot.
And then Andrew Garfield is like, are you kidding me, Mark Zuckerberg? And then the Winklevoss twins are like, we're the Winklevoss twins, and we think that we have to be on
Facebook. This is a good movie. I don't really remember.
We invented the Facebook.
Yes.
Is that what they said?
We invented Facebook. I mean, so how do y'all feel? Do you think that Winklevosses deserve to be owners of Facebook?
Yes.
For sure. I think the Winklevoss twins, they made Facebook.
They should be the CEO twins.
That's messed. So what did they end up getting? Do they own part of it? Or did they just get a settlement?
They got stock.
So they got, they probably got, they're probably
all, they're probably, they're probably all right.
I mean,
and then Eduardo,
Harvard? Did they go to Harvard in this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eduardo, his business manager who helped.
You're not in the shot, man.
Oh, shit. I always forget that we do it.
Why?
His business manager, who was his best friend, he got screwed the most.
Yeah.
How come they...
So this is like Loves of a Blonde.
Do they ever do any...
a lot of screwing happening.
Do they ever do any lampooning?
They don't even mention the lampoon.
Which is like so fucking. It's just like who that in that area.
So you go to Harvard,
lampoon. Yes,
and you're not even going to talk about lampooning.
You're going to talk about what's that book called? Everyone shut up until I think of this book.
Lord of the G-string. That was a porno.
What was the book called?
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Board of the Rings.
So funny.
Do you think that because of the current Black Lives Matter movement, that what will end up happening is in Hollywood is that writers' rooms will now be much more diverse? It'll be a very diverse room, and then also 7 Harvard writers still.
Yes.
So it'll be.
So instead of hiring 9 Harvard writers.
Is Harvard writers, is that still a thing?
Oh, dude, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why can't I want to be a Harvard writer. How do I become a Harvard writer?
You got to go there.
You have to go to school.
Where am I going?
Harvard in Massachusetts.
You got to go to Harvard. You got to lampoon.
Is that where the smart janitor is?
Yeah, in the city of Harvard. in Massachusetts.
That's where the Patriots play? Because all you know about, because I'm a Patriot, you know about that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. Are you talking about Cam Newton?
After my 4 years of service, yeah, I'm a Patriot.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton signed to the Patriots. Do you guys? Whoa. Do you guys not?
From Auburn.
From Auburn.
From Auburn, yeah. Alabama.
Where's he really from?
I think he's from. Wait, Cam Newton.
I don't know where he's from.
Wait, who's the one from Foley?
But he did.
That's Julio.
Julio. Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Yes.
He's big time. Who's he play for?
Julio Jones.
He's the Manhattan Mavericks.
Does he? Ron, I don't have all day for this.
I think he plays for the Falcons.
I thought it was the Manhattan Mavericks.
Manhattan Mavericks.
Manhattan Mavericks are not a real team.
Thinking of Woody Allen.
Oh, the Monterey Mavericks? Or no?
No, I mean, Dallas is the only team I could think of with the Mavericks.
Maybe he's a Mississippi
Mavericks. Maybe you're thinking of Mega Man X.
Chattahoochee.
Mega Man X, the bad guys are all called Mavericks.
Chattahoochee Coochies.
Clay.
Yes, yes. Gang, just a little update here. We are about 35 minutes in.
Clay, you don't got to do that.
That's probably going to stress out the listeners. They don't want to be reminded.
Dude,
that,
what? How much
do y'all want podcasts to be shorter or longer?
I want them to be really, really long but feel short.
I want not our podcast. When I'm listening to a podcast, if it's good, I don't want it to ever end.
Ever end, yeah.
I don't know. I like a podcast to end in about an hour.
Yeah.
Rod!
Maybe less.
Rod, how busy are you, man?
Well, I mean, I'm just like driving, and sometimes I just want it to be over.
I don't ever want the podcast to be over when I was working at Yummy's 25 years ago.
Rod, do you remember listening to podcasts when you deliver?
I used to more, but now I don't really feel like it.
Oh, my God.
What do you listen to?
Wasting. I listen to NPR.
Wow, okay. So
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't really, I don't feel like listening to some people trying to be funny or whatever.
I was like,
Rod.
I'll listen to like LA podcasts.
Rod, come on.
What?
You're embarrassing
what
me.
What are some good podcasts that you like? I'm in a deep hole of The Ringer. I listen to The Ringer.
Oh,
not The Ringer, the podcast.
You listen to, did you listen to the episode, the one Ringer episode where.
I've never heard The Ringer.
Oh. Well, there's one episode where someone was online was talking about after like Black Lives Matter like movements, just like kind of like the George Floyd protests started happening. They had a guy come on and he goes, "Hey, man, I like the cops, but I don't know." Something like that. And it was just bad timing. And then everyone came out on him because when what's his name? Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
He talked about how his place is diverse. He goes, "We are diverse of ideas."
Oh.
Yeah, he said that.
Bill, you don't
and
say
this
that.
Is who you listen to?
No, I don't listen to him. I listen to The Big Picture, which is become an interesting podcast because movies aren't coming out every week.
I listen to one where they talk about The Tenet.
I haven't listened to that one. They talk about like best movies that take place in one day. That was one great one I just listened to.
All right, let me see if I can name them all. Okay.
American Graffiti.
Spade. American Graffiti, Clerks. Speed wasn't in there? Wait, Clerks? Speed takes multiple days, right?
I think Speed does take multiple days because there's the elevator scene and then there's the bus scene.
Yeah. Damn it. Oh, wait. Die Hard 3.
Oh,
Die Hard. No, they mentioned Die Hard 1, but it's not on their list.
Yeah, I'd say Die Hard. Wait, Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 3.
Is Die Hard 3 multiple days because he had to. Wait. He had to go to Canada. Remember at the end he goes to Canada?
Yeah, it's hard. They had like a specific.
I'm not done, dude.
Oh, okay,
but the so
well they had a rule. I can't remember the rule though, but I think it's like 24 hours is the day.
I think that's a.
They do Superbad.
I think they do Superbad.
You think Superbad made the list?
Yeah.
Classic day and a night movie.
But then the end scene in Superbad, they're at
what
the
about,
mall.
What about? Hey, shut up, please. What about the Midnight Trilogy?
Yep.
They talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm good at this,
you're missing
man.
Another one. You're really in the same wheelhouse. Really?
When Days and Confused? Is that
yep.
a day?
Days
that takes place in a day?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a day. That's also a classic day and a night movie.
I'm good at this, man. Mm-hmm. I should. No wonder.
Is Good Time a day?
Good Time
Uncut
is,
Gems, is that a day?
Good Time is not a day. Because at the end... Maybe he checks himself in, or he goes to the...
Wait, Good Time isn't a day?
No, it's not. Remember at the end? Do you remember the end?
I mean, sorry, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems? That's Uncut multiple Gems days, like, dude.
3 days?
It's like two or like 3 days. It's like a month or something. It's not a month. Come on.
Well, because there's like several games that have to be played. So it's like over like a week, right?
Because
does he make three bets?
Ron, what are you, German?
No, yeah, what it's sign language.
Rod's German.
That's American Sign Language.
You know I'm German too?
No.
Yeah, I'm German.
Why?
Vaughn.
What?
Vaughn's my German name.
Von Zipper? Von Dutch.
Von Dutch.
Your mom's last name is Vaughn?
Yes.
Who's your mom?
Your
mom's last name is Tatum Clay. I met her.
No, wait, I don't know. Amy Poehler?
Oh, sorry. Your mom's last name is Amy Poehler.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, that's some good bubbly water.
Okay. We got 40 more.
Well, yeah, so they did that. I've been listening to that podcast. Mostly been trying to listen to music, my man. Albums. Front to back.
Front to back. Name them. And I'll give you a review. If I've heard them, I'll give them a review.
Okay.
And I'll be honest.
Phoebe Bridgers' Stormzy. Or, I mean, not Stormzy. That's a different artist album I was listening to. Phoebe Bridgers' Punisher.
Punisher? Kind of reminds me of, like, that, like, Punisher. Kind of reminds me of, like, cartoons, like, some childish shit. 0 out of 10. Next one.
Whoa! Clay!
0 out of 10 on that?
It just reminds me of, like, the Punisher comics. That's some kiddie
shit.
Yeah,
that is, like, a cartoon.
That's some kiddie shit. Next one, dude. That's keep them coming.
Up.
Hey, man. Just keep them coming. The Strokes.
New one.
They have a new one?
Name it. What's the title? What's the name here?
Oh.
Strokes, you know what? That kind of reminds me of some nasty, like, porno stuff.
Yeah, it's like some jerking off stuff.
That's some jerking off stuff. Reminds me of, like, some bad thoughts. So, 0 out of 10 for the Strokes. You don't have to look it up.
Okay, Brian Eno and John Cale, Wrong Way Up.
Cale? What is he, a salad? 0 out of 10.
Wow.
The new Paws album. I think it's called 19...
What is it called?
No,
bark,
Your
bark,
Church on
I'm
My
a Dog? 0 out of 10.
Okay.
Is it called Bark, Bark, I'm a Dog?
No. Oh, the new Storm... Or not new, but Stormzy.
Stormzy? Reminds me of something. 0 out of 10.
Okay.
It reminds you of something?
Oh, yeah.
Christian
I'll
Lee...
I'll talk about it later.
Christian Lee... I want to say Hutcherson? His new album is called Beginners.
Wait... Christian Beginners, the beginning of a new
Christian Lee Houston
reminds me of Houston. That's where mega churches are from, and Christian reminds me of Jesus Christ. 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10. Well, that's better than the other one.
Better than the other ones.
That's a. I mean, that's a pretty good score for. I mean, Clay's like
keep
pretty
common, dude.
Pretty specific on what kind of albums he likes. He really likes.
Keep them coming.
More albums?
Yes,
okay.
Dude.
I keep getting called from this Beverly Hills number, and I don't
Lucky?
Know what it is.
Why don't you answer?
Okay, more albums.
It could be Mr. Hollywood.
Fuck.
Does he live in Beverly Hills?
Oh, Yaz.
Yaz.
The best of.
Best of Yaz?
Also known as Yazoo.
Yazoo?
Yazoo?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, it doesn't make me think of anything. Ted, perfect album.
Did you listen to the Ha Ha Mart album I sent you?
Yeah, dude. It's great.
Ha Ha Mart?
You know what my favorite Ha Ha Mart is?
What?
Something with River. I don't remember.
River Phoenix?
No, Rivers River Cuomo? Or something.
You're thinking of Weezer.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
There's no River. Oh, River Chase Galleria?
Yes.
You know what this is? The music goes to, right? It goes to a documentary on Vimeo about a mall in Birmingham.
What?
Yeah.
I talked to the guy who made the music.
That's the guy who designed those posters for me.
Yeah.
He rocks.
He is.
Let's figure out. Brand Guidelines is his Instagram. You gotta go follow it. And his name is Drew. Let me just make
Drew.
Sure I know his last name real fast.
Drew Franklin, my cousin?
Oh, it's gotta be your
I don't know what his last name is because it's not on the internet.
Well, we can't rule out it's Drew Franklin.
It could be Clay's cousin Drew Franklin, but it's definitely Drew.
He came to our apartment one time, right?
And his Instagram is brand.guidelines, and he's just really good.
Well, what time?
Hey, McGee!
Hey!
Hi.
McGee's got a pot on her head. Why you got that?
Rose Curry.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
McGee is obsessed with this girl named Rose Curry who lives in London now.
Oh, boy.
Rose Curry lives in London now?
Yeah.
What's she doing? Giving away pans in L.A.?
Yeah.
And she told Whit and I, she said, hey, you know the reason that you guys fucked up all those pots and pans of yours? And I said, absolutely not. And she said, because you were using metal utensils on Teflon.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing.
But
that
no one says, how do you know you don't do that?
Here's Kate. Well, it's because Rose Curry's parents are married. I was telling Kaylee that's how she knows. So, but here's the thing is I actually didn't even start cooking until a couple months ago. So any of that pan damage, that's purely my roommate, Kaylee.
The only thing that Whit ever made until a few months ago was egg and O.
Yeah.
It's really the only thing I've ever seen
him
make.
I have a lot of pan damage.
Pan damage?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess pandemic.
When I act up in my house, you know what Whitney grabs?
Pan?
Pan.
Pan damage. There's nothing worse than a pandemic and some pan damage. Yes.
So you tell me Whitney's bonking your head with the pan?
Yeah, domestic violence happened in my house. So
Clay.
On me. So just want to
Clay.
Well, but do you deserve it?
Yeah, of course. I do really? Some. I do. I mean, I've been doing. Remember the old thing? I brought this up on a podcast a lot. Where I do the old thing where I pull my pants all the way down, do a fart, and the acoustics are a lot crazier.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's been very popular in my house lately. I love doing that.
And Whitney sees your bare ass when you
she
do that.
She turns red as a tomato and grabs a pan and bonks me on the head.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm out for a little.
Oh,
bit.
Oh, she's mad at you.
Yeah, she's really pissed
the fart.
At me. Yeah, because
we can't talk about farting because Kaylee will get pissed off while she's eating.
Oh, sorry.
Kaylee's gonna throw up.
we'll also have. I can't wait for. You know what? I'm more really excited about
huh.
Patreon episode number 2 because I'm going to tell you about some developments in my life.
Why don't you tell us now?
We got about 4 hours to fill, and I don't want to put everything.
Yeah, we got a few more hours. So.
Yes,
Kaylee, we're also doing a candy taste test over here.
Yeah, we're doing the episode 3.
If you want some candy, we got it.
Yeah. There's Mike. This is the real sour junk right there. The Mike's out. The watermelons are right here.
I think I can eat these.
I think they're all
vegan.
Oh, I don't know if any of them are vegan.
Is sugar
they
vegan?
They could all have they all have gelatin
sugar's
in them.
Oh, sugar's not vegan. Dang it. I thought it'd been vegan.
You know who probably feels like a boo-boo the fool right now?
Who's that? Donald Trump?
D.L. Hughley, he passed out because he got COVID on stage.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you feel like damn boo-boo the fool?
I feel like damn boo-boo the fool, yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely I'd feel like boo-boo the fool. Passing out on stage and then finding out I got COVID.
Oh, my God.
Damn, you feel like boo-boo the fool.
That's a straight-up boo-boo the fool move.
I was going to go visit my whole family in a couple weeks, but I decided not to because of this whole COVID crap I just figured out about. Couple days ago,
just heard about it.
I'm
I don't
not
know why
go.
It's not in the news.
Could you imagine doing a comedy show for me, putting about 30 people into a room together?
Oh my God!
Make them get their laugh on and spray their laughter.
That'd be a second wave right there.
That'd be a second wave, Whitmer Thomas wave.
About little over 2 dozen people.
Oh yeah, COVID. Kaylee's sister thinks that COVID is called COVID.
Is that true?
Do you correct her?
No, I wasn't.
COVID. COVID?
Because I think everyone's talking about it.
Sounds,
I just called it COVID.
COVID. COVID-19.
Oi, got some COVID.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing worse than COVID.
Cubid. Someone said Cubid. COVID.
So, Clay, really, what do you do all day if you haven't seen one movie?
Dude, I'm about to give you updates on episode 2 of the Patreon, gang. You gotta stick around for that.
Okay.
How long have we been doing?
I ride the stationary bike. And I watch episodes of Batman.
Wait,
I
want a stationary what are you saying? Bike. Oh, you ordered a stationary bike.
No, I ride. It's in my room.
Bring it out right now.
No.
Okay.
Kaylee asked me to put it in my room. She was sick of looking at it.
Yeah.
No, I said, could you put it in the foyer?
That's it. The laundry room?
Foyage?
Outside the laundry room.
Wait, yeah. Go out to the foyage? You might get COVID.
Oh, yeah, no, I could sense that Kaylee had a lot of rage when she said
yeah,
she
Kaylee's said, the kind of person who would be really mad about something
and this
like that.
But I like it in my room better because I can privately exercise.
And this is why you hide the pans.
The pants?
The pans. This is why you hide
you
the
hide
pans.
Your pants?
I hide my good pans so Kaylee doesn't scrape them up.
Or bonk you on the head whenever she sees your stationary bike.
Yeah, or bonk me on the damn head. No, but guess what I cook now? I cook cheeseburger, tacos.
Hey, that's what I'm having tonight.
I cook chickens. I cook fishes.
Chickens?
Yeah. You do a whole chicken?
Never. In fact, I every time I make chicken and I eat it, I'm like, I don't love chicken.
You know what's crazy?
What?
How many buffalo wings did you eat?
When?
Just or before I got here.
Five.
You ate five? So at least two chickens. Isn't that crazy?
I ate two chickens worth. And usually I eat about 16.
Wait, which one are you? You're low, sorry.
That's a lot.
Why?
There's a lot of, you have to eat a lot of chickens.
Yesterday I ate some boneless wings with my Pizza Hut. I got a stuff.
You went to Pizza Hut right after the news?
What was the news?
Oh no.
What are we gonna do with you? You're making it really hard to be nice to
them. What news?
Pizza Hut directly gave money to Trump.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And a big envelope.
In a big envelope.
How big was I didn't know. See, I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't know that either. I've sensed it.
I got Pizza Hut yesterday. I wanted a stuffed crust. I ate it live on stream.
Rod B.
You an eating channel now?
Huh?
I was just celebrating 69 subs since I started.
69?
Yeah, I've had 69 subs.
You know that's a sex number?
I was thinking of becoming a YouTuber.
I like the sound of that.
Can I tell you my idea?
Yeah, hit it.
Okay, bye.
All right, see you around.
Have fun.
See you around, McGee. She's going probably to... McGee's going to a pool. Park.
The pool park.
Going to a pool park. No, here's my idea.
Okay.
I was thinking of just tweeting out and posting on Instagram. Ask me some stuff or tell me what to do, and I'll just do it. I don't know.
This is your plan here?
And then I'll make a YouTube video of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I enjoy when I do the Instagram live, and people will make requests and just ask me questions. That's fun.
Can we do that now on the next
episode? Like dyeing my beard black? That kind of stuff is fun for me. Why not just make it a YouTube channel?
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Like doing stupid shit to myself or answering questions or going, hey, I like watching I learned how to cover Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. And I'm like, oh, that's fun. I could do that shit.
Yeah. I say, why not?
Is that cheesy and stupid?
No, man.
You could do it.
I'm just looking for something to do right now.
You could do something. You could do it live on Twitch, and you can record it, and then you could edit it down.
I don't think I'm down with Twitch.
You're turning.
I don't understand why you're not down with Twitch.
You gang.
Because I do Twitch comedy shows, and nobody watches them.
First episode of the Patreon.
Right.
Gang. This has been a great first episode of the Patreon. We got about a couple more of these to do. Someone wrote Lenny. No, this is not Lenny. That's Supper. So just to let you know. I wish Lenny was here, but he's not. And anywho, gang,
for people
listening to the audio, I was talking to chat. Anywho, gang, this has been another great episode of American Arts Culture Review, also known as American Farts Culture
Poo-Poo.
That's been the first episode. We got three more of these to do. Okay, bye, gang.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.